In the current daven, second the Shabbos of Kufiyat Beis, we begin on the Beis, we begin with Tzeis Demaskel. That begins the words of the Gemara: Sandal shenifsek ha'achas me'ozna betikne v'chulu. Regarding a sandal, the one of the straps got detached, and then he fixed it, etc. Which Tzeis can explain that if he didn't fix the first strap before the second one already tore, then it's going to be tore even from maga medrash, from the touching of the medrash. And that is, the Gemara brought this Mishnah regarding the sandal of Azav, which was tummy medrash, which Azav had put his body in with, and it becomes an avatam. Then one of the straps tore, so then, if it was fixed, then it's still going to have the medrash of Azav, and we're not going to say that the tearing of one strap is like a broken vessel, and that it's not going to have the tum anymore. So Taisa brings the Pesach Bukun, just Rashi explains, the truth is, for this halacha that we're describing right now, would even be, which is the Dibre Maskel of Taisa, would even be even if you didn't fix that one strap. That tummy medrash, it would still have the tum of medrash, as Rashi explains. Because if you think just the detaching of the strap, it would remove the tum. So Sulei Hadrolas, and it wouldn't come back when you fix the strap, because it's already not a vessel, and even if you would fix it, it would be a new vessel. And says Taisav Adinimai, and yeah, the logic is with Rashi, because the Lemitzinu Tumah Yishonah, we don't find to get back an old Tumah that was Tumah, became Tar, and then goes back and becomes Tumah again. Ela B'Kli Matzchis. The one time we find that is by rabbinic law by a metal vessel, then it has Tumah Yishonah. But yeah, obviously, it wouldn't be dependent on fixing the strap if that would make it Tar. Obviously, even if you didn't fix it, if just one strap got detached, it still has the Tumah of Medrash. It says Taisav, and so to actually previously the Gemara brought a brisa that nitla achas meozna ba'achas mitaisiyah. So if one of the straps or one of the string holders got detached, at that time it's going to be tummy, and that's even if you didn't fix the strap after it got detached. Then says Taisav Hadinok Matiknas, and why did we say in the Mishnah that he fixed it? So Pesach Bukun Rashi explains, the Nakam Mishnah Sefer. That was only coming for the case of the Sefer of the Mishnah, when it talks about that if the second strap also becomes detached, and then we said, then you fix it. So that's where we say, oh, then it's going to be tar for Medrash. So that's Lashmin, that's coming to tell us the Avagav that taken, even though you fixed the first strap and it's fit for Medrash, but Kinifska Shnia, but when the second strap gets detached, tar in the Medrash. Even though now it's fit for medrash because it has the straps all here, it doesn't make a difference because ultimately now you have two new straps, which is like a new vessel, and therefore, although it could be mekan laba, but the old tum is not here anymore. Aval but, says Taisa, Mishum Diktani Seifa, regarding this that it says in the Seifa of the Mishnah, regarding the tearing of the second strap, that's not going to be tum in medrash. It says, Aval tum in maga medrash, but it will have the tum of touching the medrash, which is a rishon tum, not an aval tum like the medrash itself. That says Taisis regarding that loynokad v'tikna. That's not why we said that you fixed the strap to teach us that only if you fix the first strap and then the second one gets detached, then it's going to have tum of medrash. No, because that's like tikna v'nifsekashniyah. Even if you didn't fix the first strap and the second strap got detached, still tum in maga medrash. The sandal would still have a tum of touching the medrash, even though now it's not fit at all for medrash because both straps are detached. Still, the sandals itself touched. Itself that was medrash previously, because the Pesach Bukun just like Rashi explains why, and this is actually in the Haggah of Rashi, because it's still a vessel, because you could use it for other utilities, and therefore it's still a kli that could be mekabel tumah, which it touched the medrash. It itself is not medrash because it can't be used as a shoe anymore, but it touched something that was a medrash, which was the shoe itself, and it's therefore going to be maga medrash. But says Tais of Akasha is difficult. Because it's not behead you be saved ach Mishnah Mesech Zkeim. We looked explicitly in the Seif of that Mishnah Mesech Zkeim Perich Advav in the 26th Perich and in the 4th Mishnah regarding the sandal that if one of the straps get detached, it says, Lehispik Lesakadas Rishay Nachinifskishnia, if you didn't get a chance to fix the first strap and the second strap also got detached, that tar, it's totally tar, and that is not going to be Magar Medrash. And we don't say that it's fit for some other utility the way Rashi says. And actually it says, Taisa Barashi Ba'atzmai Chazabai Behigi. You're right, Rashi himself actually retracts from this idea. And he edits his comments. And he says that Abu Tameh Maga Medrash, that the reason why it's still going to have a Tumah of Maga Medrash is because that Dain Klihu V'chazi L'milsi, because it's still a vessel and it's fit for its original functionality, because though he's Sakna L'Rishayna, because it's Tumah where you did fix the first strap. But you're right, if you didn't fix the first strap and the second strap got detached, it would be Tar. It wouldn't even be Maga Medrash, as Taisa brought from the Mishnah over there in the Sefer, Masechta Scale. So Taisa number Hashta, according to what we're saying, Nokad Bereisha Davka V'Tikna, yeah, the Reisha specifically had said that you fixed the strap. Because the Eli Tikkun, if you didn't fix this trab, then Kinifska Shnia, when the second trab would get detached, Ainu Tame Afila Maga Medjus, you're right, it would not have the tummy even of touching Medjus. Katatani Seva Hedge, like we said, that the Sefer there in that Mishnah explicitly says that if the second strap got detached before the first one was fixed, it's going to be totally tar. That says Taisis, Vagav Denokat Bereshav Tikna. So now, okay. Now that we said this different interpretation, so once we mentioned in the Reish of a Tikna, which we just explained, that specifically has to be that you fixed it, not the way Rashi said that, oh, it doesn't make a difference. No, it does. So Nakanam B'Sefer, so too, we mentioned also in the Sefer, regarding when the second strap gets detached. There we also said B'Tikna, even though there's no Chiddush in that at all, because it doesn't make a difference if you fix the second strap or not. Because once you fix the first one, so you can still use it as a shoe, and it's going to be Tamba Tumba Megers, but parenthetically, once you mentioned by the Reish of a Tikna, which that is the Dafka one, so then we also mentioned by the Sefer, which is that's the Lav Dafkuan of saying B'Tikna. So Tais is broad that the sandal of a Zav, that one of the straps tore, still going to be Tumba Megers, even if you don't fix it. Now, if the second strap then gets detached, the Rashi in the first interpretation says, yeah, still going to be Maga Medrash. But in the second interpretation, so to entices, it's only if you fix the first strap before the second one got detached, then it's going to have maga medjus. But if not, as Taisis brought there from the Sefer of the Mishnah, it's going to be totally tar. To next Taisis, the Master begins words of the Gemara, I will tell me maga medjus, but it will have the tumma of touching a medjus. Taisis is going to explain that why does it not lose even the status of maga medjus. And that is, in the Gemara, it brought this mission, like we said, that in the Reish it said of a sandal, that one of the straps gets detached, and you fix it, and then the second one gets detached. So then, if the second strap gets detached, then the sandal is like a new vessel. So it's not going to have tumas medjus, but it's going to have maga medjus, which that's original tumas, not going to be abatum like medjus itself. And that says, Taisa Hikshar of Rib Shimon asks, Amai tuma maga medjus, why does it have the tuma of medjus? So in the previous case, we explained how it could have that it didn't lose its status of a kli, and it's going to be makabal the tuma from it itself, which originally as a medrash. But Taisa comes here from a different angle, why it should not have the tumah, even the maga medrash. Why? Because a sava la tumah. Taisa brings a concept known as sviyas tumah. It was already satiated with tumah. It already had a tumah, the sandal, which was a tumah of medrash. Now, although you're losing that now, but it never contracted maga medrash, because once it has a tumah already, it cannot have more tumahs come on it. As Taisa brings, ubakot mitzraba, as the Gemara brings in Menachas of Chavdal Menaf, but Rav had the following question, Gabi Isarin, when you have this Isarin, which is the amount that's used for the mincha in the Beis HaMikdash, Shacholku, where it was split into two halves, and one of the halves became Tame, and then you put that second half, you put the two halves in one vessel, but they're not touching. So the vessel does not combine them, that it should be Mitame, the other half that's Tar, because it's only when they're together when it was Mekabel Tumah. Then we say the vessels Mitzarv them to be mitama the other half that's tar. But Rava asks, he said, let's say in the situation where Tful Yoim then goes and touches afterwards, when they're in the vessel together, which then it usually does contract, the half that's already tummy. So do we say, Sabalo Tumo, that no, you can't be mitami the half that's already tummy, because already was satiated tummy, already has a tumma. So you can't be mitami now with the Tful Yoim, and therefore if it's not being mitami, it's not going to be mitami the other half, even though it's together within the same vessel at the same time, I love, or maybe not. So that was his question. But one thing we see that's not definitive. Maybe Svias Tumah doesn't allow you to contract Tumah anymore. So how could we say over here that, oh, although it lost Tumas Medrus, it's still going to have Maga Medrus, but how could you have Maga Medrus if you already had Medrus, and you already were Sava Latumah? So you're never able to have the Maga Medrus to say that when now you lose the Medrus, that you can have the Tumah of Maga Medrus. As Taisa explains, he says, V'lekele Meimen, you cannot say, oh, we're talking about Kugan Shadoris Alav Hazav Baragli Yachav. We're talking about where the Zav stepped with his leg beer. The Bole Medjus and Maga Medjus Yachad, where then when it's touching the sandal, it actually both came at the same time. He's putting down his weight in it, which that's Medjus, and it's also touching. So it's Maga Medjus. The Bavas Achas Loimin Sabala Tumma, because yes, when it happens at the same time, then we don't say that it's already full with Tumma, you can't make more Tumma on it. It's obvious from the Gemara over there, Menachis. So maybe that's the case that we're talking about over here. So it says you can't say that. Because Imkain, if that would be the case, then when the second strap tears and you fix it, Ikapan Chadoshis, Lamaga Madras, Kamela Madras, then you have the same idea the Gemara explains for why it loses Madras, because it's a whole new vessel. So then, here for Maga Medrash is also a whole new vessel, because it happened at the same time. And when you lose the second strap is when you lose Medrash, so then you're losing the Maga Medrash also, which now it's a new vessel because it has two new straps. Rather, Tais says, obviously the case is talking about the achash and that the niskan, after you already lost the first strip and you fixed it, that's when bole maga medrash. That's when it had the touching of the medrash. Like Rashi explains, because shenegei ba'atzmai. You're right. Originally, only had medrash. Then, when it loses one strap, then it's touching itself, which then it has the maga of medrash. So vimken. So we're back to the question. If that's the case, when it lost the first strap, when there was still medrash, so then when it subsequently you want to make it now maga medrash, which is now the new strap, which is maga touching the sandal, which is medrash, that's maga medrash. How can you get the maga medrash to make that sandal get maga medrash too, because it's connected to the strap? But name of the sabbat tumah, we should say that it's already full with tumah. And if it's already full with tumah, then you cannot have it take on the maga medrash to say that when you lose the second strap, then lose the medrash, that now you'll remain at least with maga medrash. Says Taisis, well, the pisha kuntras kama. According to Rashi's first interpretation, which we mentioned in the previous Taisis, Rashi's two versions, which is when the second strap gets detached, it's mitama mega medrash because it's fit to be used for other utilities. So nicha. According to that interpretation, it makes sense that you could say that's talking about with the zav touched the sandal with his bare foot, where then it has the tama medrash and the tama maga medrash come together, and when the second strap gets detached, it's not like a new vessel regarding the tama of maga medrash. Why? Because that fella nifsku shtei aznav. Because Rashi explains over there that even when it's both straps get detached, tama maga medrash, it still has the tama of maga medrash. Because since it's a vessel, it's fit for some utility, so it has the application of a vessel to have the laws of tama. But according to the second interpretation of Rashi, which is that the sandal is mekabel tuma mega medrash because it's touching itself, so that's difficult. Why didn't you say that it was already sabbat tuma medrash and it cannot have any tuma coming subsequently and to have the tuma of magar medrash? So that's the Tzitzis Mefasher of Reb Shimon. He explains. He says, no, the loyim mean in sabbat tuma. We don't say that's already satiated with tuma. Keshatuma bole megufay. If the tuma is coming from intrinsic, from it itself, k'mayacha, like here, shatuma maga. Where's the tuma of maga coming from? That it subsequently gets, which he's saying, what, it already has medrash, how could it have not tuma of maga medrash? It should bolei shenogei ba'atzma, it comes where it's touching itself, because the principle comes, like Rashi explains, where it's only when it's coming from somewhere else that it's sending it to things already tummy, can't make a tummy again, but when it itself is making that new tuma, then it could have, and you don't say sabbat tuma. However, Taisa says, well, Perusha, according to this second interpretation of Rashi, which we're explaining now, asik Rameir. That means to say our halacha of a mishnah has to be like Rameir. Dama tumas beis hasasam, that he says tuma of a concealed area, which is when it's touching something that's not visible to the outside eye, mitame, that's going to make a tummy, because demash and negeba asmi, this that the thing is touching itself, tuma beis tummy. Obviously, that's intrinsic, that's not extrinsic. You don't see it, it's in and itself. And only according to Rameir can you say that that's how it's getting the tuma. That's his taste of a zedechik. Now that's a difficult. That's pushing it, because the perek by him makasha and the gemara chulin daf ein beis mabeis, and also the perek over right there in kof chof tes mabeis. Perek b'pshit is the gemara in the discussion as in the simplistic way. It says, well, tumas beis is storm. He it's a tum of a hidden area. How could that's not going to be tamei? So his taste of mashma doli kamal and kiramei. It sounds like that we don't rule a grimei, and therefore that's difficult. According to Rashi, how you can explain the halacha of the mishnah, the sandal became tamei and the geis beis storm, which is like grimei, which seems not according to the halacha. Now, Taisa brings a different interpretation regarding this, that the when the second strap gets detached, it still will have a tumah of maga medrash. Taisa brings like this, Perek Shein De'erven. Second Perek of Erin and Daf Chavdal Merav, Pirish B'Kundras, there Rashi explains that the sandal is going to be a vessel that's still fit for utility, even when it loses the ear, that ear gets detached. The B'Shaz Prishasei De'ezen, because Rashi explains like this, he says, when the ear gets detached, Kibul Tumah Me'avith, the sandal is mekabel the tumah from that oizen, from that handle of the sandal, which it now became tummy because it touched something that had been medrash. So the sandal, which when the strap, which is medrash, gets detached, now the sandal is touching that, so therefore the sandal also has a tumah of maga medrash, not just of medrash. Well, that's a taste of ain near it. That doesn't seem to be correct. Because the paragraph Mekesha Amrina and the Gemara Daf Chul Naf Ayin Beis and Beis, the Gemara says over there, it's discussing regarding a garment that has a tumah of medrash, which a zav sat on it. Which, if let's say, got cut up into small pieces, so every piece that gets cut up, it loses its status of a medrash. It's only going to be tummy because it touched the medrash, because when it gets cut up, it's not touching it, and it's only when it touches when it touched the thing, it became tummy. However, the Gemara over there says That's the Be'inon, the boys mebeged gadol. Oh, but the case is talking about specifically where it's coming from a large garment, meaning that that large garment is still going to be tummy even after it gets cut up, because it's still a large piece. The piece that got cut off from that, they're not medrash, they're too small, but they have maga medrash. But let's say you have this a minimum measurement of a garment of medrash, which 3x3 tefachim, it got split into two, then you wouldn't say that when it gets detached, it gets a tumah of maga medrash, because it's touching the thing that was medrash. Because when you're separating, then none of them have a shear of tumah. So therefore, Tais is bothered. He says, in our case, over here, by the sandal, that the handle got detached, the oizen. So therefore, it's not possible to say that when it got detached, that then the sandal becomes tummy from the oizen, and it comes tummy because it's maga medrash touching when it's getting detached, because the oizen is not fit for medrash. It loses its status of medrash. So nothing over here, you can only have your maga medrash from something that itself is medrash. How could you say the sandal is becoming tummy as maga medrash from the oizen itself? Sefer Tosfos explains differently. It says, "V'nir l'ri, it seems to the Rikish, Shatikin Oizen Rishonim. When you fix the first handle, Baloi l'Oizen Tomas Medrash. What happens is that the handle becomes Tomas Medrash from the sandal. Umaga Medrash Yachad. And he says that when you fix the first strap, so it comes to that handle, the Oizen, which becomes part of the sandal." And the sandal, when it loses just one strap, is still Tumah Medrash, we said. So that Oizen itself, that new one, becomes Tumah Medrash, and the Maga Medrash Yachad, and both of them together, because it becomes part of the sandal, which is Tumah Medrash, and it's also touching that sandal, so it, which is Medrash, so it's also Maga Medrash. Ah, and then the sandal but Oizen. So now the sandal is secondary to the handle, and it also becomes Tumah because of Maga Medrash, just like the Oizen is Maga Medrash. And we don't say it's sabalot tumah that it's already madras, how can become maga madras? The reason for that is because the oizen, this new oizen and the sandal are one vessel. The efshali is tumah, the zebel is that. You can't have tumah for one and not the other. Because if part of the vessel is tummy, the whole vessel is tummy. Like when you touch something and it becomes tummy, it's not just the spot where you touch. And therefore, that's going to be the case of that it's going to have maga madras. So Tosis had asked a question. He says, why don't we say sabalot tumah and that the sandal that was tummy madras, it's not going to be able to have maga madras? So on that first, Tosis explains that according to the first interpretation that Rashi is talking about, where he touched, the Zav touched the shoe, the sandal with his bare foot, where then it's becoming tummy from Medrash, he's putting his weight in, also Maga Medrash is touching. Or a second interpretation Tosis brought is that you don't say Sobel Tumah, a Tumah that comes intrinsically. It's only a Tumah that comes from outside, but that is only like Remeir, who holds Tumah's based on Tumah's Tumah, which Tosis found difficult, because in many sugyas we find, not like Remeir. Third interpretation Tosis brought is that when the sandal gets detached from the Oizen, so then the sandal becomes tummy of maga madras when it's touching the oizen that was tummy madras. But Tais rejected that too. Tais brought a fourth interpretation, that when you fix the first strap, then that new strap becomes madras because it's part of the sandal, and maga madras touching the sandal itself. And then the sandal becomes bottled to the oizen, and then the sandal also becomes tummy as maga madras because it's one vessel, and therefore whatever tummy is by the oizen is going to be the sandal. You don't say that it's sabalo tummy. Kshenek says the master begins the words of the Gemara, Niflig v'nisne b'dida. What it means? Go ahead and differentiate and learn in that case itself and say, B'medmum, where do we say this? Chase comes to ask that why don't we ask that it actually then loses the status of a vessel? That is because the Gemara, we said that this is what we learned in the Mishnah, that a sandal that one of the ears gets detached and then you fix it, so it's still going to have two medrash. So that the Gemara says that's specifically the inner strap. But if the outer one strap, then it would be tar, because that they don't use in such a way. Not the Gemara asks, if that's the case, then why is the Tana adding on this safe and saying, oh, and if the second strap gets attached, and then you're fixing me tar from Medrash, but still getting Maga Medrash, wouldn't you could have differentiated in the case of the Reish itself? And said this, that we said that if one strap gets attached, it's still going to have Tumah Medrash, that's only by the inner strap, but the outer strap is going to be tar. On that question, Tosis asks, he says, Kash Lari, the refund is difficult. At the Parech, instead of asking Niflig Benisna Medida, like our Devon Masl is going on, that you could have differentiated in the case of the Reish itself regarding the one strap, that it depends if it's the inner strap or the outer strap, Tikshale Gufa, and the Gir says, Demas Neaton, you could ask a more intrinsic question on the Mishnah, and that is, Amai Tamei Maga Medrash. Why is it having Tamei Maga Medrash when the second strap gets detached? You're saying, oh, it's not going to medrash, but it's going to mega medrash. What do you mean? Halakim shenimska chitzayna, but if the outer strap is getting detached, batlam teres kli, it's not even as a vessel anymore. And if it's something not a vessel, it's tar from all types of tumas. So that Vayimari, the Re says, the Hava B'chal Kusha Sashas. Yeah, that was included in the Gemara's question. The Gemara was asking the Nifli B'Nissim B'Didah, we should differentiate in the Reishas Halach itself, and you should differentiate if it's the inner strap, it's going to be Tam Medjus, to the outer strap, it's going to be Tar. So we're asking, why did the Tana just say that in general, why did he say one of the straps get torn, it's going to have Tam Medjus? That includes Mamelia Dinan, and if we know that this is, says in the Reisha, just in general, a sandal that one of the straps get torn and you're going to fix it, that the Tumah Maga Madras is going to have a Tumah of Maga Madras, that ain't a emes, that's not true. Because since that, if the outer strap gets torn, it's going to be tummy, but in the inner strap, it's going to be tar. So therefore, yeah, it's included in the same question of Nifli B'Nissim B'Didah, which is saying that there's a difference in the inner strap, the outer strap. Then we know that this that it's saying it's going to have Tumah Maga Madras is also not true because, again, like we're saying, it's not going to be a vessel. So that was included in the Gemara's question. So next says, the Master says, begins the words of the Gemara, Acha Shlimi Lomaitse Riman. Until you completed that, it has a new hole that was fixed the size of a pomegranate. Now, what's the halacha? Taisus explains that that's, Taisus resolved this for a sugi elsewhere. That is, we brought a Mishnah that says that the size of a hole that's Matara Kli of regular people is the size of a pomegranate. So the Gemara's question was, let's say it has the size of an olive, you fix it. Right next to it, the size of an olive, you fix it, and so on. So until the fixed area is already the size of a pomegranate. What's the halacha? So Taisus says that, this is what we learned in Mishnah Maseches Kelim in the 7th parak, the Remoinim Sha'amru, this that we said that the size of a hole that is Mevatel the Kli of a Balabais, is Shleisha Chuzim Zebezeh, is three pomegranates, one attached to the other one. So Taisus explains, Leisha Shibish Shleisha Remoinim, it's not that the hole is the size of three pomegranates. It's one pomegranate, like we're saying here in our Gemara. It's just going to explain what was mentioned previously. It was said that harima in this pomegranate, what this many different sized pomegranates that the Mishnah had described. We're not talking about a large pomegranate. We're not talking about a small pomegranate, a rather a medium sized one. For kamar, and that's what the Mishnah over there is coming to say. The hainu beini. So what's the medium sized pomegranate? It's kashleisha chuzim zebezebik del miyachet. When you have three pomegranates attached one to the other and they're growing together, one of those pomegranates is the medium sized pomegranate. Because the Taisus explains, if you have pomegranates that grow one by itself or two together, those are large variety pomegranates. And those that grow four together, those are small ones. And that's not the measurement. Rather, the measurement is when they grow three together, one of those, which is the size of a medium sized pomegranate, is going to be the share of the matar ekli. Tin next Taisus, the Master begins the words of Gemara, Rebbe, teacher, Shanisa Lanu Sandal. You taught us the Mishnah regarding that of a sandal. Taisus asked that why didn't he prove in the Mishnah right before that? That is the Gemara brought a Mishnah that a vessel is metar when it has the size of a pomegranate. So then the question was regarding, let's say it's not at one time. Olive, you fix it, and so on until it's the size of a pomegranate. Do we say it loses the status of vessel or not? So Rabbi Yechon says to him, what are you asking a question? You yourself taught us, which was the previous Gemara's discussion regarding a sandal that one of the straps gets torn to fix it, it's going to be Tumah Medras. And if the second strap gets torn, it's going to be tar even from, if one of them is tar, one of the straps is going to be Tumah Medras. If the second strap gets torn, it's going to be tar from Medras. Now what's the reason? Because even though you fix it, but it's going to be like a whole new vessel, it's Pan Chadashas Lekan. Here also is like a Pan Chadashas where, yeah, although it's fixed, but at the end of the day, you have a hole that was never here before that without this fixing would not be a vessel, and so it's like a new vessel, and therefore it's going to be tar. On that case, as Tamul Halav Rabbi Chanan, he says, "Amaylo Maisa Hisiata Demito." Why aren't you bringing the raya from that mission over there, from the case of the bed? The Masni Mikmehayich. It's the same idea. It's just taught right before. And so, if you bring a raya from Mishnah, why you bring a Mishnah later on? Bring the one right before that, which is saying the same idea. It says over there in Kalim in the 18th parak in the Mishnah right before that in the 6th Mishnah it says Mitah Shai said to me Medrash if there's a bed that had Tumah of Medrash which is Zavet laying on the bed, so Nishbar Rucha B'Tiknav, let's say the long part of the post of the bed breaks and then you fix it to me Medrash, so it's going to have Tumah of Medrash. Nishbar Shni B'Tiknav, the second post breaks and then you fix it, oh then Tumah of Medrash, it's going to be Tar for Medrash because it's even though you fix it now it's still like it's like a whole new vessel because if both long parts post of the bed break it's not usable at all. I will tell me magamets, but still gonna have to tell me magamets because yeah, it touched itself, and however you explain that, as we had previously explained, if you're not gonna get a chance to fix the first one until the second one broke, then it's gonna be totally tar because again, like we said, it's not fit to sleep on at all, and it loses the status of a vessel. But Tais is asking from this mishnah also, you see the same idea that as long as it wasn't able to have the tumma, although you fixed it, it's upon the chadashas. So that's the same thing for the case we're discussing over here. Therefore, Taisus wonders, says, why do you bring from the next Mishnah right after? You could have brought from the Mishnah right before, and which says the same idea. The next Taisus, the Masnad begins, where's the Gemara? Leit Tzricha. No, it's necessary. We're talking about Dislei Shlacha, which has a spout. Taisus explains the Girsa. We learned in our Mishnah that one of the cases that we said it's mutter even like a tchilah to make such a knot is that which we make on the pot of meat. That's not you don't keep it there at all. You're always tying and untying it all. So the Gemara says, yeah, obviously not going to be chai because it's meant to be always open and closed. Now the Gemara says, as a twist of Maschil says, no, we're talking about where there's a shlacha, where there's a spout, there's a spigot on the side where you could take out the juice there on the side and you wouldn't have to pour from the top. You would think maybe you can nevatle the opening on the top with a knot. We say, no, you don't, and you're going to open it. So Taisus says, like you're seeing the Dislei Trei Shlacha. The Gemara says not that there were two spouts, which that would be similar to the other case we said in the Mishnah regarding the knots by the flask of wine and oil, which that we said, that's the Chiddush, where there's two handles on the top, two ears, and we don't say that you can only open one and keep the second one closed, and maybe that's what we're saying over here too. So Taisus says, no, because the Lama Tzorch L'Trei Shlacha, why would you need two spouts for a pot of meat? Since you have an opening by the opening of the pot, and therefore there's no two spouts, there's one. That's what we're saying, that you would think that you would use only the spout and not use the top, and you would keep it closed. That's what we're saying, no, you open and close that too, and therefore that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that it's going to be mutlak etchila to open and untie those knots on Shabbos.